Welcome back, guys. It's another beautiful day. A happy Nowruz to all my Persian people out there. One of your first hosts, Herbert.
James.
Enrique.
And Jonathan. So I don't know if James knows that happy Nowruz, but what is it? It's a New Year's for Persians. It's the start of spring, which is new life beginnings, right? Or like something, New Year. Yeah, something like that. Yeah, and then I think, don't they eat like fish? Fish?
Yeah, they eat fish right before New Year's.
Why? I'm just curious. I don't know.
I do not know. Tina told me, and I forgot.
Why don't a lot of people? What kind of fish though? Like tilapia?
It's white. No, I think just general fish. What? Like this? I think she mentioned white fish, but they ate salmon. I ate a filet-o fish.
Oh, dude, filet-o like from
McDonald's.
That's, I don't even know that's fish, bro. Like that's Enrique. Enrique, have you ever had a filet-o fish from McDonald's?
No.
Yeah, he doesn't even know what the filet-o fish is.
I specifically avoid those.
It's not bad. Have you had it, James?
No, but I'm not opposed to trying it. I've been wanting to try it for some time. I just haven't had it.
It's not bad. Dude, don't hate it.
I used to hate it because I used to hate, like, I don't know. Okay, you know what when you're young and you start, like, you kind of don't like something. Sometimes you're picky-ish.
Like, gross. Right. I was like that.
Yeah, you didn't like girls
at first.
You still don't. But I know, and then you start like you start trying it or like different things, and then you're like, okay, you start building the palette. And I remember I started working at McDonald's, and people this was during the Lent season, which is now.
Yeah.
Every Friday, because we had a dollar fish fillet back in the day, and every freaking Friday, there would be like people getting like 5, 6, 10, like literally like cars would just like roll up, and I was like. Because I used to get free meals, you know, when I used to work. And I was like, you know what? Like, it was only a buck, though. I was like, I would just buy it. But I was like, let me give it a try. And, dude, the tater sauce tasted pretty good. And then, like, the filet fish isn't that bad.
It's not bad.
Dude, with the cheese, the cheddar, dude, I haven't had one in a while.
And it's very light. It's not that calorie heavy.
I haven't checked the calories. How much? Like what? 600?
No, 300.
Oh, that's not bad then. Because normally everything's like 600 and plus, dude.
It's fish.
Is that bad? Damn. Well,
it's Alaskan cod, right?
Supposedly.
So yeah,
I know it's a cod. I just.
Yeah, I don't know. What fish is your favorite, James? If you don't mind me asking.
Fish.
Like actually.
Safe bet is salmon. Well, the thing is, I like sushi.
Oh, okay.
Like sushi. Just raw fish. So I can't go wrong with salmon. Salmon's been nice to me.
I like tuna more. I'm a tuna type of guy.
I don't think I have a preference because I don't really care for fish like that. But if I had to pick, I would pick salmon just because of a default. It's meaty. It's like a steak. It's delicious. It's not too strong when it comes to the fish flavors, which I don't like the fish that's like aggressively
salmon
strong.
Salmon can taste a little fishy. It depends, but if it's
I'm talking fish, dude. Yeah. It's gonna taste fishy. I'm sorry, but I'm talking about the ones that are extremely fishy in taste, not just the salmon that everyone likes.
For sure, though, tilapia. Though I'm gonna be honest with you, like it's not bad. I'll still eat it, but it's like, come on, man, it's down there, you know.
Yeah, I think there's better fishes for sure.
Yeah, and they're like, what was that?
Those better fish in the sea.
Better fish in the sea. No, but Herbert, dude, you're gone, dude. We missed you. I know you haven't been really active with the baddies.
Wait, he was gone? We missed him?
Yeah, we kind of did.
We talked about that. Remember?
Yeah, but Herbert, tell us, where were you at, dude? Froze. We all were like concerned. Like I was calling you. My phone wasn't going through. Like my phone call. I thought you got deported.
It was a business meeting, actually, for the baddies. No. I went on a cruise for the first time in my life. I stepped on a big a bathtub filled with people, and we took a 3-day cruise to Ensenada, Mexico.
And you took off from where?
From Long Beach Port.
Oh shit, the best port ever. But yeah,
best port ever. Yeah. So yeah, we took off, and honestly, it was fine because of the people. I enjoyed my time with them, but it was not for me. The cruise environment. It was just, you know, we're not old.
Well, right? we're getting old. Older, but we're not. I know what you mean.
But it felt like it was supposed to be for a younger crowd, like drinking, partying. Everyone's just like kind of sexy, kind of not. There was like a lot of like, just like borderline overweight white, like. But like, anyway, there were so many people. It just wasn't for me. It was hot. It was cramped. The food was not as bad as I thought it was going to be. It was pretty good.
And all you can eat, I'm assuming.
All you can eat. They had burgers. They had pizza. They had like almost Sicilian pizza, like thin crust, good toppings. It wasn't bad. The burgers weren't bad as well. The ice cream was garbage. I'm a big ice cream guy, and that was just watery, ice-based ice cream. And I want to spit. Oh, mind you, most of the workers there were all from all of the countries. Like, I mean, there were not all of the countries. There was all the workers there were like from the Philippines, Somalia. There's Ukraine, Russia. I've seen I've seen Siberia, like a lot of Nigeria, a lot of people from.
Wait, how long ago was this?
This was like
3 days. How long? He said 3 days.
When did Ramadan start?
Oh, that's like a few weeks ago.
So then these people were there?
No, he said that the crew, right?
Yeah,
the crew. People, the workers, the workers there.
Oh. I was going to say, isn't that like against their belief or like they shouldn't be?
So it wasn't for me, but I had a good time. There was a casino, which was fun. I lost $300. But Tina, congratulations. She won $3,000. She won the jackpot in one of the things. She
that's freaking dope, dude.
Yeah. And the only thing I didn't like about it is when we got to Ensenada, we were there for 8 hours.
That's what they do. They only drop you off and then they like come back in 8 hours.
I did not experience nothing of Mexico. The only thing I experienced from Mexico were the people selling chiclets or like little bracelets or like, señor, por favor.
Why you got to change your tone of voice?
I know. Oh, I'm so sorry. yeah, that's it. That's my only regret. I did not experience Mexico I wanted.
Did Mexico look like in the movies where like it has like an orange highlighter over it? Like
orange highlighter? What do you mean?
Like when you see a Western movie, it has like a foggy background.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Okay.
And when you see Mexican movies, they always have this like orange highlighter and all of the
same thing. It's because I think the videos weren't, the cameras weren't like.
No, the cameras are very capable. Because American movies come out with perfect colors. And then you see a Mexican.
And I didn't even get to try real Mexican food.
Like tacos, nothing?
I went to Papas and Beers, which is like a very more Americanized commercial tacos and Mexican food. So,
damn, Herbert, I'm going to be honest with you, bro. You got to go with me to Mexico, dude.
Yeah, I want to go to Mexico.
James probably been like, you've been a lot of places in Mexico.
I've been a couple places in Mexico.
But damn, dude, the food out there, man, that's the whole point. That's the reason. Yeah. That's the only reason why I want to go to Mexico. The food, the beer, I guess, because the beer tastes way, everything tastes different. You feel me? And it's like, I don't know. And that's the only reason why, like, I haven't been to a cruise, but I'm not saying that I would probably try to, but I went to, it was different than a cruise. It was like a freaking sailing. Remember the tall ship every game?
Yeah.
That was way different than a cruise, I understand. But like, I like that because it was like more of a little, there was only 20 people in the boat. We're sailing in the middle of the ocean. It's like we're learning, experiencing, but it wasn't like a whole, dude, I've been seeing those boats. They're like huge. It's like a whole city in there, like moving around. Yeah? And it's like, I know you have like what, casinos, you have like clubs sometimes, movie theater, or whatever, like everything. I don't know.
There was comedy clubs.
There's also basketball courts on top or something.
Ours had mini golf and there was like 3 or 4 pools. Two or three hot tubs.
Did he go on it at least?
Or no, I didn't. No? It was cold. Like in the middle of the ocean, it's fucking cold.
So how was your first night sleeping though? Were you like scared? Like, dude, what if this thing like just starts sinking? Like, what am I gonna do? Like, I'm just
honestly, first night, actually all the nights I slept well. I did not have a problem. There was one time during dinner where you could feel the swaying of the boat and I got a little like lightheaded, woozy. But once you start thinking about anything else, it goes away. But this one time, I got a little bit motion sickness, but it went away.
Wow, you're part homesick, dude. You miss your mom, huh? Yeah, your little mama's boy. Nah, but yeah. I'm happy. Did you drink a lot? I'm just curious. Like beer?
Yeah, actually, yeah. Tina got free drinks the whole time. So I was drinking for free.
Wait, but it wasn't included in your total stay? Like the three or whatever, how much money you spent for
No, she got completely free. So anytime I wanted a drink, I would go to her.
Oh.
I did not buy anything, really.
Dang. Was it like Mexican beer? Like, because
it was like anything you want. Cocktails, beer, straight whiskey, straight tequila.
Yeah, I would expect a bar to be a bar.
But I was just saying like, I would rather have like the, you know the tequila that we buy in Mexico has like the tequeta and because it tastes different.
Okay, well, I'm sure there was even cantaritos or whatever, you know, like the clay cups that they sometimes use probably. Like all that was probably, I assume it could be that's what I'm saying.
But it wasn't there.
But it wasn't that time.
That's what I'm saying. I thought like, okay, so it's like where you guys all know this. When you guys fly somewhere, such as get in an airplane and go somewhere, fly somewhere. So basically, they try to give you the food that you're gonna land. Like they try to like, oh, you're gonna go to Japan or you're gonna go to Italy, Europe. Then they try to feed you what they eat out there. I don't know if you guys noticed that. Like when you take the long, like,
do you know what they feed me when I go to your mom's house?
Oh my god, no, but you know they feed you. they feed you like different things, right? So it's like that's what I would assume that since you're going to Ensenada, you would have got like more like Mexicanized like food, you know, because you're gonna land there.
Since it's a cruise ship, I think that's where the argument applies, where there's probably Americanized or isn't there a big word for this?
But
Well, I know they kind of serve continental, so a little bit of everything,
yeah.
right?
So, yeah, so again, I want to say the food wasn't bad. The buffet was pretty good. And then they had their own individual restaurants. So you can get like sushi, you can go to a steakhouse. There was a piano bar. There's like anything you would like, it's probably there.
But compare those tacos to like the street tacos in Ensenada.
You probably didn't.
That's what I'm saying. You know what I mean? Like I want to get the real. I want to get the real source. Feel me, you guys? Like not just the 50-50. You know what I mean? Like let's go for the 100.
Yeah. But
go the extra mile.
Oh no, I agree with you there. But I'm saying what was there wasn't half bad.
That's cool though. But I'm happy you went there. What do you do it again? You said maybe not. I hope not.
I'll probably do it.
Nah, you probably will.
Nah,
it would have been my first choice. You're whipped. No,
I'm not whipped. Let's stop it right there. Heartbreak. No. I wouldn't do it again. I would always fly.
You always fly high. You feel me? No, I'm just saying. But talking about flying, though, James is going to be gone, dude. We're going to miss James. Guess what? Hit us up. Hey, guys, James is going to be gone. So whoever's listening to the podcast, we're going to throw a big rager. James is all like, what?
Bring all your divorced moms, anybody who's like really like willing to do anything.
No, but James, where are you going, James?
I don't know. I think I might stay now that you're throwing a big party. It sounds like it's gonna be fun over here.
Dude, take me with you.
No, I leave to Japan tomorrow morning actually. So that's I don't know. I'm stressed a little bit. I haven't packed yet, but we'll figure that out. Bro, I've had the most stressful day. Today was just not the day.
Nah, bro.
The thing is, I had a lot of work that needed to get completed before I can leave.
Oh, now it makes sense. Because I was like, because normally, like, you've been running with us for like 2 months or three or more, I think. But you've been running with us. And normally, every single time James comes in, like, to the run, like, 5 minutes before, you know? And today, he was like, he texted me, all right, cool. Well, we're going to wait. And he's like, 7:15. All right, cool. And then you said, bro, I had the most stressful day, but I did not connect dots that you're leaving tomorrow, so you have to probably do the paperwork yet. So, but bro, at least you finished it, yes.
Right? Sure. I basically finished everything. There's some stuff I should probably do tonight, you know, if I really want to be proactive. But, yeah, the bulk of it's done, taken care of.
So you're going to be out there for 2 weeks?
Yeah, 2 weeks.
14 days.
2 weeks, yeah, Friday to Friday.
Aside from the food, what's, like, the most thing you're looking forward to?
Anime.
Actually, no. For me, I love Japanese cars, Japanese car culture.
Japanese girls.
Hell yeah,
cousin James. Well, rumor has it that the way he looks, he's gonna attract a lot of attention.
It'd be so funny if you just go full hardcore like Japanese. You start wearing those wooden like shoes and like the kimono.
Why you say it like that?
I didn't know that. So you're gonna try to go hit up the night scene, right?
Want to like go to like the car meets and stuff and do like a night drive, but just because of when I land and the things that I'm doing, it's going to be really hard to actually do that, because where they host the car meets out there isn't within the city. Like there's some underground ones, but the main one is like a 40-minute drive outside of the city, and the only way to get there is by car. And so there's other things I want to do, like nightlife stuff, that I have to make a decision whether I want to do that or not. So I think as it stands right now, I'm probably not going to go to a car meet. But when I'm stopping in Osaka, I'm actually renting out a Skyline GTR over there.
Oh, what? Yeah. Damn.
So I'll get, how much is the experience?
No, the GTR.
Yeah, the experience. Well,
Well, I think it's like, if I convert to US, maybe like, I don't know, like $220, $250 for the day, yeah.
But yeah. It's not bad. It's all about memories, though. You know what I mean? Like, if you like that, and
well, the thing is, you have to get because as a foreigner, they make you take the most expensive insurance package.
Okay.
That's mandatory. That increases the cost. And the other thing, where I'm going isn't just like a regular like rent a car, like an enterprise. This is a place that specializes in like modified Japanese cars.
So it's gonna be mod.
It's modified, yeah. So, like, it's a stage 2 clutch that I know. For the most part, it's pretty much to spec, but it's very clean. It's a very clean, like, well taken care of car, as opposed to just, like, you know, a beater you would normally get.
Do you have like a, I'm assuming you have pictures of your unit, right? Right.
Yeah, yeah.
You can probably show us later. I'm curious.
Sunroof, because it, like, so I don't know much about cars. The only thing I know about GTRs and cars is from like Need for Speed Underground.
I was literally about to ask. Yeah. Like, can I visualize a car meet like Need for Speed 2 or whatever, like that movie that was out there?
So have you seen the original Fast and the Furious?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so in the film, there's an, it's because it's the R32 version. So it's the older, or a lot of people know the R34 version of the Skyline, but the one I personally like is the R32. Oh, so it's a slightly older generation. It was the, I believe it's the yellow one. It's not much shown in that film, at least in that first one, but it's the yellow Skyline. Well, I mean, you could, Jonathan pulled up a photo. So it is that one.
That looks nice. So yeah. It's like, dude, you know, you could, I think, what did they say? Like in Japan, like you could bring a car over here after 20 years over there.
Yeah,
what
actually, that's one of the things I really wanted to import a Japanese car here. So you're, I actually looked into doing down. It. Do it. I was really close.
Yeah.
And I still want to. It's still in the plans for my future bucket list.
Like your garage.
So for me, it's that car. That car that I'm telling you about now is the car I want to bring into the U.S. The problem being in California, though, you have to comply with air. California Air Recess Board, CARB, they have compliancy. So you have to get it compliant, which is the hard part. That is a lengthy, or maybe not lengthy, but expensive process.
So you should just get a Prius, dude. Like
stocks are illegal, right?
Huh?
Those cars are illegal stock?
They're legal now. Because the thing is, they weren't legal back then. But there's a 25-year rule that makes it a classic car, per se. And that's the reason now you can import them.
Cause is it like smog? Cause you don't do it to the smog or something, or I don't know.
I forgot the technicality of why they didn't allow it. They just kind of didn't market it here in the U.S. So those cars never came to the U.S. back then. So it was really hard to get one. So even like they had very like few exceptions for bringing it over, even for like the Fast and Furious films.
I saw recently, since we're talking about cars, I saw recently one of my coworkers had a 1982 DeLorean.
Oh, no way.
DeLorean. Dude, like Back to the Future?
Yeah, the Back to the Future, dude. He took it to work.
Damn, that's badass.
Like 2 days ago. And he has, it looks like the, Enrique, it looks like the Cybertruck because it's stainless, like the, it has a stainless steel body. He made it a stainless steel body. He said before the Cybertruck. It's pretty cool, man. And now, yeah, it's pretty interesting. So
it's like the film then.
Yeah, it's okay. Literally straight like the, and he's, so I think he bought it on eBay. I don't know how much he got it. I didn't want to ask, but I should have asked. But he bought it on eBay, and it was from someone else. And I guess he got it pretty like souped up. But
that's
like
so cool.
Yeah,
I love Back to the Future too. I love that movie.
So, but yeah, that's cool, man. Have fun out there. And then, what food are you gonna be eating, dude? I know ramen for sure.
Everything.
Okay, I know everything, but some sushi.
Sushi, some wagyu.
Okay,
some
ramen. I have a better question, because asking what you're gonna eat to me, it almost sounds like a dumb question.
No, because I want to eat.
I'd rather ask you because you can predict or assume, no, and you'll most likely be right because you're asking because it's a culture food. So, what's a culture food from Japan? Whatever. My question would be: is there any foods that you are afraid of trying, or you specifically will not try, like raw squid or out there, like the seafood opens, the variety of seafood opens up dramatically.
Nah, he's gonna try
everything. Is your palate palatable, I guess, to even handle that? Because like me personally, like you train your mouth, of course, or your palate, but
The thing is, I'm pretty adventurous when I eat. Used to not be. I used to be a super picky eater growing up, but then as time went on, and I, you know, put on my pants. You know?
What?
I grew up a little bit, and so. And because of that, I tried, you know, different food from different cultures. And
I tried 7-Eleven hot dogs.
No, because I had a very similar experience as I was growing up, because I realized that if it is a goal of mine to travel the world, I'm not going to travel the world to eat McDonald's everywhere. You know what I mean? Like I would want to try.
Except
that's just bomb. McDonald's
the fact
good.
That they have exclusive items in different countries, then you should.
I'm saying like only eat McDonald's. I'm afraid to try culture food. Like, of course, I'll try with normal food and then culture food, but. So then I started training myself. Even to this day, I'm still training myself. And I use the word training, but just because, like, I used to hate mustard.
He's a dog.
And I would try to, I'm an animal, yes. And I would try to eat mustard more often in things where it belongs. And now I'm used to it. Like, now I don't mind it. The one thing I'm struggling with right now is blue cheese. That thing feels like you're eating
blue
cologne.
Cheese is bomb, dude.
It feels like you're eating Mel's cologne, and I'm struggling to build a palate for it. I've tried for years, and I still taste like Mel's cologne. Like, it doesn't.
I don't like it.
It just tastes weird. Like I want to get used to it, but I just
I can just see Enrique like doing homework and just eating paper with mustard, bro. Like just trying to get his palate.
That's not at all what I said.
Yeah, he said with everything, you know. It's like, bro, that's your homework.
Anywhere where it belongs, I specifically said.
Right. But It could belong in the paper, though. Don't hate. Yes. But that. So you're not afraid of anything?
I mean, I'm not afraid to try it. Right, cool. There's certain things like I still, you know, prefer not to eat, but at least I'll try it, you know? So if I, the thing, my mentality kind of changed. I don't even know what you said. my mentality kind of changed where, like, if another culture enjoys to eat this, I want to try it the way, you know, they probably would enjoy it and see if, like, I like it the way they might.
Yeah.
You know? out of respect and also just out of curiosity, like, they eat this out of their own will. Like, they choose to eat this. They enjoy this. I want to, like,
I see that a lot that. Of, like, on social media where, like, you'll see someone do exactly what you're saying. We're, like, usually in like street vendors, they'll go up to one. Okay, what is this? Octopus. Oh, I would have never guessed that. Okay, but, like, they buy a piece. Okay, but, like, how do you guys eat this? They're like, oh, we'll put this on top, or you can put this in the middle. But, like, they tell you the process of how to set it up. And, mm-hmm. like, can you do that for me, please? I want to try it how you guys try it. I don't just want to try it by itself. And then, yeah, you'll see a bunch of videos of people, like, setting it up the way they set up the food and then eating it. And they're like, wow, that's those interesting combinations.
And I feel like sometimes when you try it like their way, I feel like it's always going to be like, I don't know, like sometimes it makes it a difference. Like that one sauce, man, that one sauce. Yeah, if you miss something like that, how they eat it, it will throw off the like your flavor, dude, like off mm-hmm. the bat. But I think the nasty, what did I try that was kind of nasty? Actually, no, I didn't try everything. It just, everything tasted more amplified. Different, you know, like the food tastes like the seafood tastes more like seafood, like over there. Everything just tastes differently, you know what I mean? So
where are you staying?
Oh, he's going
a lot. So I'm starting in Tokyo, then heading to Kyoto, then to Osaka, and then looping back.
That's badass. Tokyo. I love that.
Yeah.
Nice. And then wait, how many, you said, so where are you staying the most? Like the Tokyo. Countryside?
Tokyo, I'm staying the most. So I have like maybe 5 days there, and then I leave to Kyoto for like, I don't know, 3, and then another 3 in Osaka, and then back to Tokyo.
What is that place called? Not Teraki. The there's a place right there in Covina by like Home Depot. Yoshinoya. Yoshinoya over there. It tastes really good, dude. Me and Monica, when we went to Japan, we were so hungry. We got off the airport. We got off the JR train, which is one of the trains that takes you to different areas. Mm-hmm. And we're like, we saw it, and we're like, I was like, Monica, I'm hungry. You're hungry too? I was like, they just hit it. Bro, it was so cheap. It was so like fresh and better. Like, dude, I don't know. It was delicious, bro. Like, I'm telling, that's where, you know how you're telling Ricky, like, it's good to try different, because the food menu changes in different areas. And we all know this. I know, because everybody's adding their own taste. But, it was so fresh and good and cheap too.
Yeah, I actually heard that the Yoshinoya out there is a lot better than what we have here. Of course.
Did you try the McDonald's?
Yeah, we did in the airport coming back, because that's good? The only thing. Yeah, it wasn't that bad. There was like a bag. They give you like a bag of fries, right? Like think of it. Okay, like just literally think of a bag like a
happy, like a small bag like they do in Mexico.
Kind of like the Happy Meal bag, right? Because it's not big. It's like meat, small bag. And then they put fries in there.
I wouldn't call that a bag, but okay.
No, like a plastic, like a paper bag. Okay. Literally. Think of a paper bag, right? They put fries in there. And then they give you a little packet, which is like a salt or a flavor, a seasoning packet. And then you put the seasoning packet in and then you shake the bag. And then like they have different flavors, like sweet onion, like salt or fries. That's
smart. So you add your own salt instead of just having normal salt.
So it's like pretty cool. So I tried that. And then I tried like the strawberry mochi pie. You know, apple pie. You know, we have apple pie over here. We have different ones.
Good.
Dude, the strawberry mochi pie was really good.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I just like, I'm telling you, like, I don't know. I'm a big foodie guy too. So it's like going there. Trying the Wagyu meat, oh my God. It's in Osaka. I'm telling you, it's cheaper than here, and it's so good, delicious. It melts in your mouth. Like, I don't know. I want to go back there just for the food. Like, sightseeing is fun too. Don't get me wrong. Like, walking till you walk forever for like 10, 15 miles. So, I know you said you're not going to run out there, but dude, walking, you're going to be walking everywhere.
Can you hike by the Fuji?
You can, but not
right now. During the summer, summer months. I don't think it's open yet.
Yeah, it's not season right now.
Okay.
Well, unless you want to die, you know. The only thing, the freaking flight takes forever, but you just sleep.
Yeah, that's the plan. I'm actually trying to test it out. I'm trying to do an all-nighter tonight so that by the time I'm at the airport, I'm like really tired, I can sleep on the plane.
I actually recommend it.
Yeah? Okay. I'll let you know how it goes. I might be too excited on the plane that I can't even sleep, but we'll see.
No, it's long enough. Trust me, a plane, after the first hour or two, like it doesn't change. The next 5 hours, 2 hours, 1 hour is going to be just as annoying. You get over your phone. You get over all the movies you downloaded on Netflix. You get over everything you have. Gets boring after an hour or two.
Oh, yeah.
Like you're just sitting there and like, I can't do anything.
You start thinking like if it was a Boeing plane, you're like, okay, maybe like maybe off. That's so bad. Maybe like a window's gonna fly off right now. Dude, that's kind of scary, but yeah, that's another stuff. But yeah, I know you've been hiking though, so I'm assuming you're probably miss hiking. You've been going out. I think you went hiking recently. You say you saw a rattlesnake, right? Or something.
Yeah, I came across some rattlesnake recently. I stopped to take a photo. And yeah, that's how it actually happened. I stopped to take a nice little photo of the view or whatever. And as I'm like looking at the photos, I start walking and then I see something in my peripheral crawling across. Well, I didn't know what it was. And so I turn away from my phone and there's a snake crossing through. I'm like, oh no, wait, let me record this. And as I'm getting ready to record it, it's crossing across the path. And I'm like, wait, that tail looks familiar. And I see it. I'm like, and I'm looking at the footage after. I'm like, oh shoot, that was a rattlesnake.
Yeah, have you heard of rattlesnake rattle?
Yeah, dude. We always heard him like in Bridgenorth. There was a time, dude, where there's like a, I don't know how many, was that the day that we did Iron Mountain? I don't know. I think it was a day that we heard, we literally were walking. It was like the first time we went to Bridgenorth. This was like, we barely started hiking, I guess. And we heard rattles a lot, not just one or two, like literally like kept walking and they were rattling down, which is kind of scary. But yeah, you got to be careful, dude. That's the scary part. Imagine you're taking a picture and it just like gets you.
Well, that's, but I appreciate that, because if they rattle, it's because they know you're there and they're telling you they're there. If they don't rattle and you get too close, that's already too late. They're going to bite you before they rattle. So I appreciate all the rattles around me, because that just lets me know they're not going to move. They don't have intention to come fight me just for fun if I don't provoke. So them rattling is like, thank you. I see you. I respect you. I'm going to keep going doing my thing. If I don't hear a rattle, that's more scary, because if I'm always about to step on it, the speed of their strike is faster than I can move away. So,
but I'm like a cat, dude. I'm faster.
You're a coward. It's different.
Cat. That was a good one. No, but I'm a cat though. But yeah, and then you say you ran. There was rain, right? Like thunder. And
oh
like
my gosh, yeah. So it was a nice clear day when I got there. I'm over here chatting with the, because you have to pay for parking, right? So I'm over here chatting with the, I don't know, the lady at the booth. She's over here showing me
all your blur, dude.
Relax. She's over here just showing me around. It was my first time. She's like, here, take the map. You could go here to this different route. They had a bunch of trails there, right? This was a park out in OC. And so it was a beautiful day. It was like, there's no like gray cloud in the sky, whatever, right? So I get to the top of the trail where, you know, the highest peak. It wasn't even high. It was like maybe 1,000 feet elevation or maybe less than that. It wasn't much. And so I turn around, I hear like a sound of thunder. I'm like, nah, that's not thunder. I turn around, I see this huge, dark, ominous cloud in the sky. And I'm like, it's not coming towards me. I'll be fine. So I'm chilling, taking my videos, whatever, right? And so I start making my way back. And then I start feeling drops of rain. And I'm like, no, this can't be it. And I pull out my phone. I'm looking at it, and I hear the thunder again. But it's so loud because it's so close. I'm like, oh shoot, I need to go.
It's roaring at you.
At that point, it is. Yeah. And so at that's the point where like, okay, I'll take my quick video, whatever, and I'm gonna just book it down the mountain. And at that point, I just started speeding down the mountain because I wasn't even ready prepared for the rain. So I'm like, let me just get to my car so I can dip, because I was already ready to go.
So you got wet.
Oh, yeah. That rain caught up to me at that point. Once I was at the bottom, it started to pour. Yeah.
Was it, well, you were prepared though, right? Me and Enrique prepared you. It's like we went Sunset Peak. Remember Sunset Peak?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I did this solo. It wasn't anything crazy. It wasn't out of my, you know, comfort zone. It was fine for the day. It just so happened to be that it was raining. So, you know, I got a little wet. It's okay. I'm not
scared. Herbert likes to always get wet. He started with that.
I stay wet, actually. That's what they call me at work.
I have that effect on people.
I'm happy that that you're training by yourself. You know, I know sometimes you go with us, and the rain though, it's fun though. It's just an experience. You get home, you shower. It's the best shower ever. You get and then you go to sleep, and you have your little cup of noodles. I'm trying not a cup of noodles, but like ramen, and then Enrique, dude, you better be doing good in school, right?
I'm failing everything.
Oh, nice.
Herbert, stop.
Well, no, it was like a bad nice. What do you mean? Like,
I was like sarcastic nice. Well, how do you say nice and bad? Like,
oh, nice, bro. Oh, no, yeah. No, that's not it. That's like, not it.
Oh, nice.
Like, nice, okay, bro. Nice.
I think saying nice is just like you cannot say it in a bad way.
Yeah, you can.
No, you can't.
You can.
Oh, nice.
See, nice.
Like, yeah, well, you're not saying it in the bad way. You said it very normal.
Nice.
That's not a bad way either.
Like, it sounds nice. You know what I mean? Yeah, that's true. No, but Enrique, yeah. So I hope, I'm hoping you, ah, come on, Enrique, dude. Get the GPA.
Engineering is hard, dude.
You know, Herbert, tell him, come on.
Hey, bro, let me tell you this right now. Life is hard. All right. Everything in life is hard. I won't finish that sentence, but you probably already have it in your head. What I was gonna say, but that's what life is, man.
I'm not.
Hey, no, but you got such a heart. Like, we all support you here, except cousin James. He told me specifically.
I did.
Yeah. He said he only likes people with A's and B's and C's. No, but
not for you then.
No, but C's get.
Is he gonna be on probation for the baddies?
Dude, he's like,
he's been on probation.
Yeah. He hasn't got off probation. Yeah. I think to this point, we need his mom's signature, his dad's, even his sister's.
We need daily report cards.
Yeah.
You have to sign them off.
He has to like do standards.
Oh, standards.
I'm like math. Yeah. And then I know, Enrique, well, you'll be fine though, dude. The semester's almost over, dude. I feel like you just started and the semester's over.
It's crazy to think that it's almost halfway there. I wouldn't say over, but halfway there.
Shit flies, huh?
I'm still behind. I still haven't caught up to
what's going on. Every semester, you're like, this is my semester. I know I'm going to choke every single time.
It's such a passionate emotion to be like, you know what? I know what I need to do and I'm going to do it. And then the semester starts and you get punched in the face
by everything. Podcast where you start a semester like, yeah, I'm going to get A's in business. You're like, I have it down. This is going to be my semester. And then like 2 weeks later, like, yeah, I'm failing everything.
Herbert, I feel like you also did the same thing. This is my year. I'm just saying.
Oh, yeah.
The year has an end, but you guys all froze. It's going to be the end of first quarter, which is end of March. Really, 2 weeks, right? 2 weeks? Or a week and a half? Yeah, and then next thing you know, Easter is around the corner. What else do we have? I don't know. What else? Easter. There's any other events, whatever. But
Ramadan.
Well, Ramadan's almost
happy
done.
Ramadan.
Yeah. Happy Ramadan.
No, I still got a couple weeks.
But I will say, though, I give respect to those people that, like, my boss, he fasts throughout the day. Dude, I can't go, like...
Oh, that's... I find it phenomenal.
I can't go, like 6 hours.
But I completely respect Ramadan because I feel like from a religious point of view, it does teach you something. Me as a Catholic, and I'm not even, like, a perfect Catholic because I'm just by affiliation, I guess you could say, but we have something known as Lent, right? And if and only if you want, you can give up something, and that something can be anything you want. And since it doesn't have to be precise, people use cheap stuff, like no candy or no this, or, like, no beer, but then they drink hard liquor. So, like, they're not accomplishing the right goal, right? And I think Ramadan forces you. It forces you.
Yeah.
Because throughout, when the sun is out for an entire month, nothing that's pleasurable will be allowed for you. No water, no sexual activities. No, yeah, there's no sexual activities. You can't eat. You can't do anything. And I respect that because it really disciplines you to your mindset because it's putting you in the conditions that you don't experience every day. Like, this is how a poor person or a person in poverty lives their life. You know, hungry, stressed, and all that. And I think that's a valuable lesson.
But mind you, probably fasting was a prominent portion of culture way back then. Like, people probably didn't go.
Monks used to do it because it's the highest form of discipline when you control what goes in your mouth and what comes out of your mouth when it comes to words, I guess. So that's why.
I never really spit anything out.
Like I said, when it comes to speech and articulation, if you someone that has a sharp tongue, can dominate anything they
do. I love. Do you like sharp things?
I've been known to say you have a wonderful tongue.
Okay, I'm done.
No, but I guess,
now I'm jealous.
No, but I do want to say though, I found out like there's, you know, like you have to know like the culture because I had a friend that had a friend in college and when she was in Ramadan, like sometimes they will have to go out to eat or they'll be like, you know, after a class, you're like, hey, let's go out to eat, right? Let's go get like tacos or whatever. But they had to wait until night to go out with a friend because, you know, that she can only eat at night. But I was just messing around. I was like, hey, imagine telling your friend, hey, let's go on a hike in the morning. Like, she cannot drink water, not eat. Like,
they can drink water.
They can't drink water. If they're smart, they would simply say, no, I'm going
to
Ramadan.
I know, but I'm just saying, imagine, like,
I'll give you the imagine because the friend I was with, it was 6 p.m. The sunset is at 7 p.m. He was starving. He was voicing it out loud. And then all of us had to eat because our class starts at 7. So I didn't feel comfortable to eat in front of him because I generally respect that religion. But I had to eat. But I chose not to eat. But my other friend ate in front of him. And it was funny. He didn't care. Obviously, he's in a public setting, so who cares? But it's funny because he was eating. I don't care. Like, you know what I mean? Just looking at the food and all that. I can see what he's experiencing. And I don't want to add that to his life. So I waited until I started my class to where I guess he wasn't near me. And then I ate my food in that time frame, which again, it doesn't matter. You can eat in front of them, but like, I wanted to respect his decisions and his religion.
But you ate food in class. That's messed up because then the professor was hungry too.
No, actually, the professor provided all the pizza, so it didn't matter. Okay,
you're good to go.
I always am. Thank you.
All right, Enrique, chill. He's cocky today. Enrique's cocky.
How's that cocky?
Just wait, where's Ronnie though? Dude, we're going through the whole podcast.
He's doing Ramadan.
He's doing Ramadan for the podcast. He's the
opposite of Ramadan.
Right? He's like, yeah, he's doing double the opposite. So, but yeah, Ronnie, we miss you, Ronnie. I was like, literally, yeah. I forgot about Ronnie. Like, we literally, you know,
so
we
all, you don't
he's
miss like him.
The coolest guy of the group.
Yeah, he is. Yeah. I think he might be in Japan. I'm just saying.
But eating ramen, duh.
Yes, ramen. Yeah, but stay tuned for more hikes soon because it's gonna be raining, but. James, I'm sorry. We might do some hikes without you, but it's fine. And then,
no, it's not okay.
Yeah, you'll come back, and then we're gonna do some runs too. And I was talking to Kristen. Oh, congrats to all the LA Marathon runners because we had some friends that done it. And shout out to Soraya. Stories are pretty funny, dude. I don't know if you saw the stories when she was running, dude. Me and Monica were having a blast seeing the stories. She's always a good time, you know. But shout out to Kristen for finishing too. And yeah, I know. I think Kristen in the future, she wants to be a Boston qualifier. So she wants to run the marathon under, you have to sub under, like, I think it depends on your age group, but basically you had to run it under like 8 minutes for sure, a mile. So she wants to do that in the future. So, you know, she's going to be with the baddies. So we're going to have to support that. And Enrique actually owes her running, and I do too. But we'll do it soon. We'll talk about that off the. What were you going to say, Enrique?
Oh, nothing. Yes, that's true.
Yeah, we owe her. But. James, when you come back, please come back with energy, bro. We're going to miss you.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I'll bring back your matcha, too.
Oh, I thought you were saying my mom. I was like, bro, my mom's here.
I'll bring you that energy, too.
I'll let you borrow her. Don't
worry. All right, guys. Thank you so much for listening. Stay tuned. Listen to us on Spotify, YouTube, Apple Podcasts. And then we have the Instagram Reels and Stories. And then TikTok videos for workouts. Thank you, guys.